concerns regarding this draft budget. Firstly, I have to say, and our party does agree, that this is a valiant attempt by the executive of Donegal County Council to work within the allocation that's been given. But I think basically what they're being asked to do by central government is to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. I think the decision we have to make tomorrow, all of us Donegal County Councillors, is whether we continue to accept the continued erosion of frontline services for the people of this county.
So the concern would be not necessarily what the county manager has managed to come up with, it's what tools he's been given to come up with it.
Absolutely. And added to that is the impact that the increase in VAT is going to have on the council's ability to bring in rates, which are vital to provide these services.
We're facing into a difficult time, it would seem, reading between the lines. The council has lost a lot of staff. Many are expected to go before the end of February to save losing out on pension entitlements, and there is that embargo there. It's clearly going to be a difficult year in terms of delivering those vital frontline services.
Of course it is. We're sick to the back teeth hearing about more for less. We just can't get any more. The council serves, the council staff has been pared to the bone. The revenue that the council is going to be getting from central government has been pared to the bone. So how can we provide the frontline services that are required by the people of Donegal?